Down Pennsylvania Avenue, just after the president spoke, the House Judiciary Committee began its votes. NPR's Barbara Bradley has been on Capitol Hill all day and reports on the committee's action.
Before it even took place, the first vote in the House Judiciary Committee seemed a foregone conclusion. With Republicans in firm control of the committee, they knew in all likelihood the majority would approve at least one article of impeachment. But that did not detract from the solemnity of the moment, as each member prepared to make probably the most important decision of his or her career. Committee Chairman Henry Hyde said the vote is, of course, about the president, whether he is above the law or accountable to it. But Hyde said the vote is about much more.
This vote says something about us. It answers the question, just who are we and what do we stand for? Is the president one of us or is he a sovereign? We vote for our honor, which is the only thing we get to take with us to the grave.
Hyde said the rule of law cannot be ignored and cheapened simply because America's most powerful citizen chooses not to obey it. But Democrat Robert Wexler of Florida said the only thing that has been ignored is the nation's will.
The overwhelming number of Americans do not want this president impeached based on this flimsy case. Well, wake up, America. This elitist group has decided that they know better than you. This committee will vote straight down party lines to impeach and remove the President of the United States of America.
And what's it all about, he asked, sex. Wexler added, if the country has grown tired of this scandal, as polls show that it has, then it would be stunned by the actual consequences of an impeachment vote. If the Senate is required to conduct a trial, Wexler said, it would tie up all three branches of government, the president as defendant, the Senate as trier of fact, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court as the presiding judge. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he, for one, does not want to exact the maximum political penalty.
I do not want to take money out of his pocket. I do not want to humiliate him in front of his family or daughter. I merely want him to have the character and the courage to come forward and admit to criminal wrongdoing, that he violated his oath, that he engaged witnesses in an improper way. That's all I ever wanted from my president. I'm about to vote. I have yet to receive that.
Shortly after noon, the committee began to consider the first draft article of impeachment, namely that the president lied when he testified before the grand jury on August 17th. Instantly, the Democrats objected, saying the language was too vague. What were the precise statements that were perjurious, they asked? Was it when the president told the grand jury he hadn't lied about the sexual nature of his relationship with Monica Lewinsky? Democrat Barney Frank of Massachusetts said the Republicans were being deliberately vague.
The reasons for impeaching the president on grand jury perjury are what he touched and when he touched it. And that's the problem they have. They do not want to take that to the floor of the House of Representatives and to the Senate, because it all comes down to, when you ask them for specifics, that Ms. Lewinsky says that he touched her in several places and, to corroborate it, told 10 of her friends. There's no independent corroboration. It is that she told 10 of her friends that the president touched her in certain places and that he did it in November and not in February. So that's their dilemma. They cannot be specific, because if they are specific, they are trivial.
And Frank said it's not the kind of high crime or misdemeanor required for impeachment. Moreover, the Democrats said, a defendant has the right to know the precise allegations against him. And they accused the majority of keeping the allegations vague so that they could be expanded in a Senate trial. But Republicans said if Democrats want specifics, they need look no farther than the report by Majority Counsel David Shippers. Even in the heat of this bitter debate, there was an air of inevitability to it. The Republicans had the votes, and they all voiced the sentiment of Steve Chabot of Ohio.
Perjury cannot be taken lightly. It's a direct assault on our justice system. Ignoring this president's lies and deceit would set a terrible precedent for future presidents, for future people who testify in courts throughout this country, and to our nation's children.
The Republicans prevailed on the first and second articles, then began debating the third. Republicans say the president obstructed justice by retrieving gifts he had given to Lewinsky and by trying to find her a job to buy her silence. Democrat Charles Schumer said the flimsiness of the obstruction charge suggests the Republicans are simply trying to get the president.
I ask you, where is your direct evidence? Where is it more than surmise? And you have an obligation, in my judgment, to make sure that is more in surmise if you are asking us to impeach, if you are asking America to impeach its president.
Tomorrow, the committee will consider the final article of impeachment, abuse of power, and a Democratic resolution to censure the president. Mr. Clinton's address this afternoon was not expected to affect the committee's actions. His contrition seemed aimed at the undecided members in the full House. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, the Capitol.